tuned to Ma'Allah with Sheikh Zakaria Samir.
صلاة وسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين سيدنا محمد الصادق الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اتبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. Respected listener of Merk al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you once again onto another new episode of your program, Ma'Allah. Respected listener, I would like to remind you, inshaAllah Rabbil Alameen, that Ma'Allah is going to be from now on for 1 hour only, not for 2 hours, inshaAllah, Rabbil Alameen. So it is going to be from 2 to 3, inshaAllah, Rabbil Alameen. And I would like to discuss with you what is going to be coming, inshaAllah, on those 2 half an hours. The first half an hour, as we are used to, it will be a reminder. We will discuss a matter that is a concern to the entire of the Muslim Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next half an hour, respected listener, we will be spending it in something beneficial as well. We will be going to look into the seerah of the Anbiya and Rasul. And we will be from time to time selecting a story from the Quran. We'll talk about it, we discuss it, we explain it, and then we see what lessons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us through those stories, and what lessons that we understand from the lives of the prophets and the Anbiya, the messengers of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I found that the stories of the Anbiya are so interesting and so deep, respected listener. We used to take it from the surface only. Look upon the seerah of each and every messenger or prophet from the surface, although there is so much deeper. All what we need to do is to dive in it. Yes, you get the pearls of the sea not on the surface of the sea. You have to go and dive right down there where you see treasures and beauties that you haven't seen there on the surface. It depends now how deep the value is, how deep the knowledge is. And it requires that we need to go and dive in it there, so we can gain the best of it. Yes, respected listener. The stories of the prophets and the Anbiya are something that is really, really, really unique. We will be talking about it, inshallah, in the next half an hour. Now, I would like firstly to thank the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all his favors and all his virtues and all his ni'mas and all his love and his care to us. I thank him and I ask of more and more and more. And we are not going to stop thanking the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all his favors, neither we gonna be disappreciating it by reminding ourselves of it. That's how you value things. And today I have a topic with you, respected listener, that we will be proceeding with maybe until the week ends, because it's such a great, such a massive tab of a topic that no matter how much we talk about it, there is still more to talk about. No matter how deeper we go into this and get pearls and get treasures of it, the deeper you go, the deeper you find more of the treasures. What is that? What is that that has unlimited amount of treasures? What is it? You know what is it, respected listener? If I tell you, you will say, how great the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. You know, what we want to talk about is mercy. We want to learn about mercy. Is mercy is only words, or is it a system? Or is it a quality? Or is it some sort of a nur that enters our hearts? Firstly, I would like to remind you of the khutbah of Arafat this year. When there was the khutbah in Saudiya, you know, the Arafat itself, till today, it has an impact on me. The time that we spoken to Brother Akbar, and he explained to me, he visited me lately. I would like to tell you that he visited me lately. And I told him that the day that rain came down on Arafat was a magnificent day. He said, it's true. And I was so confused. It is only 2 minutes before you call me and tell me, yes, come on, we are ready for the interview. And the phone was ringing. The rain was happening. The people started taking their umbrellas and going out. They were extremely happy for the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered upon us. And I was hesitant to take your call. He was telling me the truth. I was hesitant to take the call. Am I going to spend my time asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the du'as? Or am I going to take this call from Markaz Sahaba to exchange with them what is happening with me? The phone is ringing and I'm standing with the umbrella. I don't know what to do. Should I take the call? Should I not take the call? What should I do? And then when I looked upon the continuous ringing of the call, the ringing stopped. The ringing of the call stopped. Then I looked, why did it stop? So I looked at the phone and I find that there is a word says connected. Means that the answer has been, the call has been answered. While he did not do anything to the phone, he did not take the call. He did not say accept or green button or anything. He said it was amazing. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling me, take the call. Exchange with the people what is happening around here. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As for the favors of the Almighty Allah that He has bestowed upon you, talk about it. Talk about it, announce it. Say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has relieved me from this problem. Say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the cause of me having a job here. Say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the cause of me having a baby. Say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the cause of me getting married. Say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is the one who has saved me from this accident. Say it. Say it and talk about it. This is an instruction from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what came to my mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Akbar to take the call, and Akbar doesn't know what to do. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what He wants him to do, subhanallah. Then he said that as soon as I see that the call is connected, then I said hello. But I did not press to take the call on that day. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Wa la ilaha illallah. Wallahu akbar. You know, on that day, respected listener, the Imam has given the khutbah, khutbat Arafat, a lecture on a great day while we are performing one of the greatest ibadahs. And there the khatib comes and gives a lecture, gives a lesson. What do you think? Who gives the subject to the khatib to speak about? Is it the khatib himself? Or is it his family members? Or is it like a board members there that discuss between them and decide what the khutbah should be? Or the khatib himself, the imam himself, or the sheikh himself, he is the one who decides what topic I must talk about on this one day in the year. You see, a Jum'ah, every Jum'ah has a different lecture. But Arafat is one khutbah in the year. One khutbah in the year. So it has to be selected carefully. Who will select it? You? Him? Her? Them? Who? I am certain that it was the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the topic of that khutbah, if anybody remembers? You see, when the khutbah address was announced, it was like a capture that caught my heart, because I'm very, very much attached to this topic, very much attached. And we should actually be attached to this wonderful topic. You know the khatib spoke about? He spoke about mercy. That we need to have mercy. That we need to show mercy. That we need to be, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to this world as mercy and light. As mercy and light. As a torch for us to take to see where is the right way, where is the right direction, which one is the right path. There we have the torch, we can see. We are not going to fall into holes. We are not going to be trapped. We are not going to be ambushed. Why? Because we have the torch, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once you hold the torch, then you will take your path where the torch is giving you light. Isn't it? You're not going to put the torch one side and go on the dark direction without any light. That means you are looking for trouble. And the torch that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us had another different quality, which was not only nur, which was not only guidance, but was mercy. Mercy upon who? Mercy for who? It's mercy for mankind, respected listener. Mercy for you, mercy for me, mercy for him, mercy for her, mercy for everybody. Not specifically for the Arabs, or for the Indians, or for the Chinese, or for any nation. That torch was to guide mankind. And he did. And he did not only to show us the right path, no, but to bring mercy to our hearts. The Khatib on the day of Arafah was advising people to show mercy in the time of cruelty, in the time of violence, in the time of anger, which I consider that the shaitan or the shayateen, the powers now, since that entire ummah is weak, We are weak. We are extremely weak. We are extremely weak. We do what contradicts our belief. We lecture what we don't practice. We bluff our own selves. We are hypocrites to our own selves. But we act like so good. Weak, weakness. That's all sickness. That's all sickness that we have been hit with in this tough and hard time. Yes, respected listener. Wallahi, you need to see cruelty, then look somewhere. Look anywhere. You will find so much of cruelty, so much of harshness. Khalas, we have no mercy, no kindness, nothing towards each other. While all beliefs, not religions, all beliefs focused quite a bit on good manners. Among the good manners is mercy, besides the virtue of being generous, the virtue of generosity, the virtue of truthfulness, honesty, forgiveness, and the best of what we call makarim al-akhlaq, the best of manners, is mercy. We lost these qualities. We've lost it. Maybe we did not lose it 100%, but we lost quite a bit, or a large part of it. So if it is 100% each of those virtues, we are keeping only 10% of each. That's all. That's why we are called Muslims, mu'mineen, believers. We have 10% of each quality only. We don't. The 90 has been demolished, has been erased, has been forgotten. All these virtues that we have left, it actually brings peace to the nafs. Peace and security. The latest of the studies, the scientific studies, has shown lots of positive effects on a person that actually practices those virtues. And it doesn't affect on him from one side only, it affects on him from every side, including psychologically. And there you find this person who has so much of peace and security in him nafs, in his nafs, he's living and producing so flourishly, and he is not worried about anything, because his connection with the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very large, very strong, that actually it took all other relations with other creations very lightly. So instead of having the most of effect with the creation, no, he diverted that to have the most of effect between him and the Creator. Mercy, respected listener, is one of those qualities that is considered the noble one, which means gentleness, kindness, softness when it comes to dealing with all the creation that surrounds us, whether it is human or it is animals. I would rather get to go a further step and say even with plants and insects. Even with plants and insects, it has such a great effect on all the creation of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we move to another point, which is the signs of mercy. The signs of mercy. How do I identify you as a person who has mercy? Or you're a harsh person. You have a heart made of rock. One sign is being kind, respectful, generous, and humble to your parents. After they got old, now it is time for you to carry them. It is time for you to pamper them. It is time for you to be patient with them. Yani all what they have done to you, of showing you mercy while you were small and young, now when you are old and matured, you need to give them back what they have given it to you from the beginning. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. The psychological rest that you provide to them, keep them in peace, keep them not agitated, keep them always satisfied, happy. Yes, there is no happiness in this life, I know that. But you have to keep showing them mercy until they are happy with you. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. We will keep on talking about mercy until we contain everything in mercy, respected listener. We are only in the beginning of the road. So inshallah, tomorrow, the day after, the day after, the day after, the day after, inshallah, we will try to contain many aspects about the mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He has advised us to have. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.